Hey, this is Rick Cassells from ExercisesForInjuries.com. Today, I have another interview for you, and we're going to talk about challenge workouts and what challenge workouts are. So I have Shauna Kaminsky on the line, and I'll get Shauna to introduce herself.
Hey, Rick. Good to talk to you. As Rick said, my name is Shauna, and I live in Calgary, Alberta, so I'm a fellow Canadian. And I'm just a long-time fitness enthusiast, really. I was a Catholic school teacher for 20 years, but always did some training, you know, always trained people. And then in about 2007, I made the jump to full-time fitness, started fitness boot camps, felt I couldn't help enough people just in my boot camps. And so I went online and I started a program called Female Fat Loss Over 40. And then I also started my challenge workout program because really that's who I am. I really enjoy doing challenge workouts. And so then challenge workout was born. So I've been online since 2009 or 10, helping people internationally. And yeah, that's pretty much who I am. I'm a longtime athlete. I competed nationally in three different sports. So training is just kind of like breathing for me. And so it's been awesome that I've been able to kind of parlay that into a career, because it doesn't seem like work. It's really just my passion. And to be able to share it is even better.
Okay. So maybe just, well, this a question that I didn't give you, but maybe I'll just pop it on you now. So you're saying that, you know, one of your motivations to going online, or like, you know, writing and sharing your information, was in order for you to help more people. So maybe you kind of explain, like, why you took that step from, you know, doing boot, you know, training one-on-one, because I know you used to do that, then doing group training, and then now springboarding to online.
Well, I did do one-on-one and then kind of small groups, you know, up to 12 people, and then went into, you know, larger groups, you know, 20 to 30 people. And even then I would have people emailing me, phoning me, can you set me up on a program, you know. And a lot of these people would be, and initially they would be women kind of in my, you know, age demographic, you know, women over 40, and they're just struggling. And it's like, geez, you know, I just can't reach all these people. They can't come to my boot camp. How can I get to them? You know, and there's a lot of women, there were a lot of women struggling out there with no kind of roadmap. But I thought, you know what, if I made a program for them, then, you know, if I could reach them remotely, then I could maybe help them with their problems. And that's kind of how that got started. And then, really, my passion really is with challenging workouts. That's just who I am and what I do. And so it's like, you know what, I should do the same with this and inspire some people to challenge themselves. Because some of my, you know, clients that were in the Female Fat Loss program, they got super fit and they just needed more of a challenge. So it's like, you know what, they always ask me, what do you do? What do you do? So that's kind of how this got started.
Okay. Okay. So we'll take a little bit of a step back. So then what are challenge workouts? What is this thing called challenge workouts?
Well, honestly, the way it got started is one Sunday morning, I woke up and I thought, you know what, I see how many pull-ups I can do. Because at one time I did this competition called the Toughest Calgarian Alive. And one of the events, there was 8 events, one of the events was pull-ups. So I thought, you know what, at that time I think I did 27 pull-ups. And I kind of trained for it. And I hadn't done any training, you know, really specific training other than just my regular training. And I woke up and thought, I'm just going to film how many pull-ups I can do. And I put it on my blog just to tell people, you know, you should challenge yourself. And at that time, I think I did 30 pull-ups. So I was pretty happy with myself having not really trained pull-ups too much. And then from there, you know, some of my two of my mentors, we got talking. And they're like, you know what, you should really turn this into a program of helping people you know, with pull-ups, push-ups, and just challenging workouts. So that's kind of how that got born. And it really is, it's all about how I train and just all about challenging myself and challenging others. Not to compete against others so much, but to compete against, you know, ourselves.
Okay. Okay. So that kind of explains, like, how this challenge workout thing got started. Now, so you write a blog on challenge workouts. challengeworkouts.com/blog. So who is the blog for, and who is this, are these challenge workouts for?
Well, it's actually just, I'm very surprised at my audience, because I have a little bit older audience than what I anticipated. I have an audience kind of between 20 and 60. Anybody with that mentality that, you know what, I just want to challenge myself. What can I do to beat myself, to make myself better than I was yesterday? And for me, I'm turning 49 on Sunday. For me, my goal is to either maintain or beat some of my, you know, lifts and challenges that I've done, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. And to me, that's winning, you know, because as we age, most people's fitness level is pretty much declining. But for me to be able to maintain my fitness level from when I was 20, that's my goal. That's what challenge workouts is all about. And so it's all about that mentality of just maintaining and pushing yourself, like maintaining a fitness level so that you can push yourself to a little bit further every time. So it's really just for anybody with that mentality that I just want to go hard in a safe way. It's not, I don't want to bash any program, but one comes to mind where it's kind of like, come hell or high water, I'm going to get this lift because it's a competition. And I just am not, I'm not thrilled with that because form is compromised. And who am I talking to? Exercises for injury guy, right? You know, you probably know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about programs that, you know, people don't really care if they get injured as long as they win. That's not what it's about. My challenge workouts is all about lifetime fitness, training safely and still challenging yourself.
Okay. Yeah, pushing yourself and trying to beat what, how many pull-ups you did before and trying to maintain your fitness, health, challenge level throughout the years. Very cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And so looking at these, and it kind of relates to what you just mentioned, what would be, looking at your blog and looking at talking to your community, what are some common injuries that your community faces when it comes to these, really pushing themselves, challenging workouts?
I think the mentality of my readers is sometimes we're our own worst enemy, and I know I'm my own, in that we don't know when to quit. For example, when I was doing the human flag, we talked about this, Rick, my elbows got sore because just overuse injuries. So I haven't had a lot of people talking specifically about other injuries, but when I would comment on shoulder and elbow injuries, when I write blogs about that, then I get some comments that, oh, this was terrifically helpful to me. And so I think that the common denominator with my clients on the blog would be that it's just a little bit of overuse. Mm. And so, I'm trying to be cognizant of that in my own training and trying to reflect that in blog posts to remind people that, rest is important or, things like grip and, that sort of thing, not locking the elbows, not hanging, when we're doing pull-ups, not coming to a full hang, having a soft elbow, all those things that you taught me, Rich, those are the things that I kind of try and talk about. And it's my challenge workout blog is not just about push-ups and pull-ups. Like, we do sprints and squats and deadlifts and all that kind of stuff. So I'm generally will go over form. And so I can't say specifically that, everyone's saying, oh, I have, I've got this elbow injury or I've got this knee injury. I can't say one specific, but generally I would say it's just overuse because that's the mentality of the people that do challenge workouts. We work hard and sometimes our training is we do it for mental health and sometimes our joints might suffer a bit.
Okay. So then what is your favorite challenge workout?
I don't know if I could say one in particular, but the workouts that I like best are things that are under time, so that very measurable. So for example, 100 burpee pull-ups. Okay, so I did it in a certain amount of time. Now I know what time to beat. And when I do something like that, I'll take splits. So I'll do I'm very meticulous with my training, so I'll take a split every 10 burpee pull-ups, and so I'll know if I'm on track. So anything that's a time challenge, I really love. Or say the 3-minute push-up challenge, you know, so that it's very measurable. I love those kinds of challenges. I'm not one for necessarily like a one rep max kind of person, you know, like bench press. I mean, it's fun. I like doing that, but I'd rather take my body weight and say, okay, how many reps can I get without failing? That sort of thing. So anything that's got a measurable outcome and that's easy to replicate, and not necessarily easy to beat, but has an obvious score to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And I know you're a huge fan of this. I know I've seen you with this a lot. You're a big fan of the Gym Boss, right?
I love the Gym Boss.
No idea what it is. Maybe you can just kind of explain to me, like, you know, why you like the Gym Boss and why it would be of helpful to someone that works out.
Yeah, the Gym Boss is just a small timer, and you can set, actually there's an even more complicated one that you can set up more than 2 intervals, but I'm happy with just 2 intervals. So for example, if I want to increase my fitness level, or if I just want to do intervals, for example, this is a common challenge that I'll give myself, is I'll, just the other day I did this, a minute of skipping with a 15-second transition, a minute of squats with a 15-second transition, a minute, and within that time I'd have to do 10 pull-ups and 25 push-ups, and then just repeat that. And so it keeps me on time, and it just beats when my work set is over. It gives me a specified rest time, and so it just helps me to kind of stay on track. And for example, when I'm doing, when I'm training burpees, and let's say I want to get my burpee pull-up time down, when I'm not doing a timed burpee pull-up set, I might set my Gym Boss up for, say, a 30:05 or a 30:10. And so in 30 seconds, maybe I can get 8 burpees, then I'll rest 10 seconds, and then I'll force myself to try and get 8 burpees before that beat goes again. And if say I only get 7, then I'll have to go into my rest period to get the 8. It's just awesome for doing intervals. I don't know if that makes sense. Does that make sense to you?
No, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you have one form of training which is based upon, you know, reps and set schemes. You can always go on timed intervals to make things a little bit different. So that's, you know, that's good.
Well, the thing is I can maintain my volume so that within a certain amount of time, like I might do push-ups for 30 seconds, but I might get 10 push-ups. But let's say by my third set, I still need to be able to get 10. Well, I'll get more than 10 in 30 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, I can try and hit that number within that 30 seconds. So I can maintain my volume and intensity, like, and density in such a short amount of time. It really increases intensity. So it just keeps the workout really short and sweet, which is awesome for fat burning, which is another kind of focus of challenge workouts, because, you know, you're not going to do, super well on pull-ups or, you know, challenging workouts if you're carrying a lot of blood around. So I'm all about kind of just all-around healthy living, and so we focus a little bit on nutrition on the blog as well.
Okay. And, you know, so we're kind of near the end of the interview. Any last-minute tips or comments that you want to leave with people?
I think the thing is, and, I mean, as I'm kind of a few days away from my 49th birthday, is that a lot of people might think, oh, challenge workouts, that's really not for me. It's really where you're at. It doesn't matter if you can do 30 pull-ups or 120 push-ups. Who cares? It doesn't matter what I can do or what you can do, Rick. It's the challenge that if you can only do 5 push-ups from your knees, but tomorrow you can do 2 push-ups from your toes and then 5 push-ups from your knees, you're winning. So that's what challenge workouts all about. It's all about just increasing your fitness level where you're at. So I don't want people to think you have to be so super fit to go to challenge workouts. No, my program is based on someone that can't even do 1 pull-up or, you know, can do less than 5 push-ups. The challenge is increasing your fitness level where you're at. So that's kind of how I want to inspire people. I don't want to just, cater to those super elite people. you know, you don't, it's not just for the super fit.
Okay. Okay. And then where can people get more information about you, Shauna?
I'm at www.challengeworkouts.com, or my blog is at www.challengeworkouts.com/blog. And, yeah, I've got lots of cool workouts and free content on that blog, and so I encourage people to go on it and to comment, and if they have questions, ask questions on the blog, because that's great for me, because then I can know exactly what people want, and I'll try and provide it for them.
Perfect. So thank you very much for your time, Shauna.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rick. It's great talking to you. Can't wait to see you again in May.
You bet. So thank you very much, ExercisesForInjuries.com listeners. I hope you enjoyed the interview. Something, a little bit of talking about training and kind of pushing yourself when it comes to your training. So this is Rick Cassell from ExercisesForInjuries.com saying take care and bye-bye.